See, how badly was a night like this needed for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, just a win in general was needed. Obviously, it's been tough the last few weeks. Score some goals, guys got on the score sheet, power play goal, just a big night for us. You know, I think we can build some momentum on this, enjoy tonight, get back to work tomorrow, and then hit the road. So it's good before a little road trip here.
What difference does it make to have a little breathing room, to not have to worry about that next goal being so critical?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I don't really think we've had that this year. So it's nice to play with a lead, especially a lead by a few goals. But yeah, no, it was good. It felt good to get a win.
And for you, you seem to be driving it from the back end. What was working for you tonight?
Yeah, just moving my feet, trying to make plays. Felt good tonight. Obviously, some lucky bounces on guys' tape and whatnot. But yeah, I felt good. Just felt like I was skating well. And hopefully I can build on that and just keep it going moving forward.
But lucky bounces are what you haven't been getting, right? Yeah. It's good to have a couple lucky bounces go the right way.
Yeah, for sure. It seems like we haven't really got any of those bounces this year. So it was nice to get those this tonight and just get a win and kind of get that feeling back in the room. So it's good for us and we'll enjoy it tonight. But like I said, back to work tomorrow.
Zach Pascal's,
I think he used the word, or at least agreed to the word, fragile in some of these games. When did you feel that break tonight? Was there a moment where you felt guys were just able to play for maybe the first time in a while?
It's a good question. You know, I think kind of in the second period, you know, Silly gets one. It's probably a little, you know, big goal for him.
Yeah.
You know, Voronkov scores, Marchi scores. We kind of get some breathing room. Once you get that and guys start feeling it, I think they just start making plays, making the right plays, getting pucks in, you know, kind of seeing the game a little bit better. So I think just throughout the game, everyone started to get more confidence. Each line was contributing, each D pair. So it's a good night for us.
Did you realize 4 assists was a career high?
I didn't know it was a career high. We'll take it, I guess.
Yeah.
But, yeah, just good night, I guess.
Do you feel like your game has been coming? You had to miss all of last year, and I know that sometimes it takes a little bit of time to knock a little bit of rust off. Do you feel like your game has been getting to where you want it to go here, maybe encapsulated by tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's been up and down a little bit. You know, I want to be more aggressive. That's something I kind of lack right now. I think when I'm playing aggressive and I'm moving my feet, that's when I'm playing my best. So kind of been a little bit too, you know, patient, I guess, with the game. I think I just need to attack a little bit more, and I did that tonight, and it paid off. So should I keep skating and obviously keep building on it, but it's never perfect, but I thought tonight was a good game.
Zach, you remember how long it took Gus Nyquist to come over, get back to himself the next year?
Mm-hmm.
Has that been a reference point for you at all? Have you talked to him? Has it been a similar sort of fight for you to get back to yourself again a year later?
Yeah, I haven't talked to Gus, but I've talked with the coaches about it. It's just kind of like, you know, it takes time, and you know, you can play okay games and kind of fit in, but it's not what you want to do, right? You want to be a difference maker and kind of get back to your old self, and that takes time. So as much as I'd like to jump back in game one and be perfect with it, you know, I knew it wasn't gonna be the case, so I wasn't getting frustrated. Just keep coming to work here and putting the work in, and you know, like I said, it wasn't perfect tonight, but it was a step in the right direction. Just keep building on it.
Does playing with Boqvist kind of help you get into that aggressive mode, especially when you're in the offensive zone?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he's so talented offensively. He makes plays all over the ice, sees the ice well. And I can read off him super, super easily. So he kind of plays a similar style in terms of, like, pinching down and making plays, cross-ice plays, easy to read off him. So I think it helps me, you know, just reading off that and kind of getting me going offensively.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.